who you gonna call? As moviegoers, we are conditioned to sigh in resignation whenever we hear about a remake. Oh, God, there are no original ideas in Hollywood anymore, we say, as we roll our eyes so far back we can see our brains. A circumflex, but remakes have been a part of American film since the beginning. Cecil B. DeMille Matta, The Straw Man in 1914, remade it in 1918, then remade it A Circumflex again in 1931. If remakes were an issue for you, you probably should have started complaining about them 98 years ago. It bears mentioning that just because a remake exists, it's not simply an inferior copy of the original. John Carpenter's remake of A Circumflex the Thing is leagues better than the original. Only someone who's clinically insane would claim that David Cronenberg's remake of A Circumflex the Fly is a lesser effort compared to the original. Sure, there's garbage remakes, like the ill-advised reboots of A Circumflex Total Recall and RoboCop. But when judging the quality of a remake, you have to do it based on who's involved. So here's the conclusion we have to draw from that. Nothing is sacred, and that's okay. When it comes to movies,